The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep, personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me, and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the essence of hearing Father and then the essence of submission. Overview of the broadcast. This broadcast presents a detailed discussion of the essence of hearing Father Yah, the Eternal Creator. It is noted that there are many voices speaking to us, and that we also hear through our intuition. It is recommended that reading inspired works will help one to learn to hear. Also, that living free of sin and honoring the commandments will help. Readers are advised to cleanse themselves and worship regularly, as well as fasting. It is important to spend time on one's knees to hear clearly. It is noted that Father Yah's voice is a still, small voice. We then look at the essence of my message regarding submission. We look at a case study of parents who insist on observing Christmas and of a husband. We are adjured to submit to authorities, as well as to masters and employers. We are reminded of Yahushua's example, and I share a military example. We note that submission allows Yah to act, and that failure to submit gets one out of Yah's will. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 and a half years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room. And I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. In particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with Yah. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So, the essence of hearing Father Yah, the eternal, eternally self-existing Almighty Creator. We were created to hear Father. Hearing Him is available to every human being. He desires to converse with us. You can speak to Him right now, whatever state you are in. Hearing Him is more of a challenge. In writing this, I might add that because Father spoke to me audibly on the 12th of March 1993, when He brought me back to Him, it never occurred to me that He would not speak to me again. And therefore, I've heard Him more or less consistently ever since, albeit at different levels of clarity. In order to hear Father clearly, it will be necessary to take account of some or all of what follows. It is quite possible that you could be hearing Father right now, and it is also possible that you will need to apply most and possibly all of what follows before you hear Him clearly. Ultimately, you must test what you hear and discern whether you're hearing accurately or not. It takes time and practice to come to a place where you hear Him constantly and clearly. Therefore, please consider the following. Many voices. There are many voices speaking to us, our minds, demons, Yah's messengers, His angels, Satan's messengers, ascended masters, believers who are in heaven, and Yah's still small voice. The other voices can easily drown out Yah's voice, so we need to learn to discern and quieten and shut out the other voices. So quite a lot of what I'm going to share with you in the next few minutes relates to learning to hear Yah's still small voice amongst all these other voices. And it's important to recognize that our minds are chattering away all the time. And we can kind of take it for granted that we have our thoughts running continually. And then the demons. I'm not being rude when I say to you that unless you have been through a thorough cleansing process over several years, you will have demons. And those demons will be chattering away and trying to counterfeit Yah's voice. So you need to get rid of them, you need to shut them down, and you need to come to a place where you can hear Yah's voice clearly. Some people have Yah's messengers, His angels talking to them. I personally have never really engaged with much dialogue with the messengers. I've always sought my conversation with Yah Himself, but there are others who tell me that they have continuous dialogue with messengers. And then, of course, there's the satanic messengers, angels, that also speak. And then ascended masters, some people have relationships with those as well. Then intuition. Yah also speaks to us through our intuition. So he may speak to you that way fairly early on in your journey. And that is certainly a valid way of hearing from him. But it is not the most desirable way of hearing him. Fundamentally, the real objective is to be able to enter into a fully fledged dialogue with Father in your spirit and mind as you go about your daily activities. That is what this article is about. So, it's hard to describe this. You can intuit things as being from Father, but again, because I started out hearing him, it's never been something that I've really paid a lot of attention to. I just know that some people place a lot of reliance on this. The fact of the matter is that we were each created, every single last one of us was created to have a conversation with Father. It is absolutely his will to speak to you and for you to start listening to him starting today. There's no reason to delay. He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to discuss your work. He wants to discuss your family life. He wants you to discuss every aspect of your existence with him. So don't shortchange him. Something that can help you to learn to discern his voice is by reading inspired works. So part of learning to hear Father is to read the writings of people who do at some level hear him. See the Important Insights page on the website for a selection of statements made to me by Father Yah in the latter part of 2014, when I was hearing him the most clearly I have ever heard him. Then also the Essence articles on the website, and then the rest of the website, which Father says was mostly written under material level of anointing and inspiration. Also read the Bible to learn what various powerful anointed ones experienced. And then there are other anointed and inspired writings available in most religions which can be read with discernment. So what you get by reading inspired works is you get to have a sense of the sort of things Father might say and the sort of way he might say them. In terms of drawing close to Father, there's a huge piece about learning there's a huge piece about learning to know his will and to seek to do his will and thereby learning to hear him. And as I say, reading works that have been written by people who have relationship with Father, who are at some level relaying his thoughts, will help you to do that. The Important Insights page is particularly important. I think you will find that you can noticeably discern a difference in what is there compared to the rest of the website. Then point number four, in order to really hear Father clearly, consistently, you need to get to a place where you're free of sin and you're honoring the commandments. So an important element of hearing Father is to get free of sin. See the article on the website, What is Required to Live Above Sin, and to honor his commandments, particularly the Ten Commandments. See the Essence of Message regarding commandments. This is important in getting close to Father, which is, in turn, important in terms of hearing him. Folks, if you have a lot of sin, you're going to have a lot of demons. And if you've got a lot of demons, they're going to be chattering away in the background, making it very difficult for you to hear Father and potentially opening you up to a situation in which you're listening to demons rather than listening to Father. Father's not going to force himself into your consciousness. You have to quieten down all these other noises, all these other entities that are speaking to you. And there are a whole range of processes that you can go through to get to a point where you're free of demons. Getting free of sin is about learning the truth. So there's an article on the website that I've just mentioned about what's required to live above sin. Read that article, put it into practice. The more you get free of sin, the more you get to understand and honor the commandments, not the way they're taught by the majority of organizations, but the way the commandments really fundamentally are. And again, see the Essence of Message Regarding Commandments page on the website there. As you get free of sin, you will start to get free of demons. As you get free of demons, you're more likely to hear Father clearly. Following on from that point, number five, cleanse yourself. As one commences this journey, one is faced with hearing other voices, particularly demons. Unless you've gone through a comprehensive cleansing process, you will have demons and they will be speaking to you. Remember, they are simply the spirits of human unbelievers, so they are likely to sound just like you. Read and apply everything in the cleansing section of the seven components of Drawing Close to Yah document on the seven components of Drawing Close page in the website. In particular, take note of full body shaving to cut off demonic infestations, full body anointing, triple immersion, and spiritual audit followed by explicit deliverance. This will take time and it's an iterative process where you may need help to break particularly severe bloodline curses, etc., and associated demons. Folks, there's a lot of ignorance around the demonic. Fact of the matter is that every unbelieving human being who has died through all history over 6,000 years has become a demon. And yes, some of them are in their graves, some of them are in the crematorium ovens, some of them are attached to fish and whales and sharks, etc., in the sea. Some are lying on the sea floor. But the majority of them are floating around being deployed on human beings. And the more you're serving Father, the more demons you will have unless you've gone through the processes discussed here. Then six, worship regularly. Worship regularly. That is an important component of hearing Father. At the time that I heard Father most clearly in the latter part of 2014, I had been worshipping for 2 hours a day with the songs I recommend. See the webpage, Some Powerful Worship Songs, for recommended worship songs, and also the webpage Recommended Worship Songs, which also has a lot of guidance in terms of using correct language. Folks, the absolutely vital that you worship, it's absolutely critical that you draw close to Father in worship. And as somebody who is on a journey, you will find that the more you worship, the closer you get to Father. Father has said to me that worship is like making love to Him. That's the best analogy. So you come to Him tenderly and with deep desire for Him, and you sing songs from the bottom of your heart that really draw you close to Him. In saying that, you need to be careful what you sing, because there's a lot of unsuitable material out there. But look at the two web pages that I've mentioned there. There are about 40 songs there that you can download off the two pages. Tell Him you love Him. Tell him that you esteem Him. Tell Him that you want to please Him. Just make love to him, actually. And then point number 7, fasting. Fasting quietens the spirit. In the year before I heard Father so clearly in 2014, I went on 2 programs of 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, taking the bread and wine morning and evening and praying to get close to Father. Fasting is so important, folks. It's so powerful. I discovered it by accident back in 2000. I had a contract that came to an end unexpectedly. I had no work lined up. And I started fasting and praying. And I just decided to do, it ended up, I think there were 9 3-day fasts at 10-day intervals, water-only fasts. And I started to get dramatic revelation. I started to draw closer to Father. And my whole walk with Father changed, starting with that program of fasts. So I strongly recommend that. And there are other guidances on the website about fasting. You can do a 7-day water-only fast. You can do a 14-day water-only fast. You can do a 21-day water-only fast. Or you can do a 40-day water-only fast. Or you can, instead of fasting totally, you can say, right, well, just take soup, or I'll just take vegetables. Take the bread and wine in the morning and evening, particularly if you have to take medication. Take sufficient bread and sufficient wine to line your stomach so the medication doesn't damage your stomach. And that makes it easier to fast as well, because you are getting a little bit of sustenance. And it also, by taking the bread and wine and rehearsing the covenant, it gives you a stronger basis for your fast. And then time on your knees. Spend time on your knees. Humble yourself. That is the best posture to hear Father. I still get on my knees every night before bed to open myself to hearing how things are going. Over time, if you really work at it, you may get to a place where you can converse with Father constantly as you go about your daily activities. That's what you were designed to do. It's so important to understand that Father is the Almighty. And we certainly are not. So getting on your knees, humbling yourself, even getting on your face on the floor, not on the bed, that's too comfortable. Get on your face on a concrete floor. That's will help you focus your attention. And as I say, I still do that every night. I get on my knees. Not for very long, probably not long enough. There was a time, particularly in my early days, where I would spend an hour on my knees in the morning and an hour on my knees in the evening and talk to Father. And there's several articles on the website about prayer. There's one called The Essence of My Message Regarding Prayer. Go to that page, read those prayers, pray those prayers daily. It'll help you to grow. And in the process of growing, you will get closer to Father and you will get to hear him more clearly. Then, point number 9, Father's voice is a still, small voice. He does not shout. It's very, very uncommon to hear him speak out loud as clearly as you can hear me now, as happened to me in March 1993. He's spoken to me like that, I think, on 2 other occasions in the early days when he was straightening me out. But since then, it's a still, small voice. And the more you quieten the demons, the more you get rid of the demons, the more you quieten your mind, the more you quieten your spirit, the more clearly you will hear him. As I said, in the latter part of 2014, I would walk down the road or sit on a train or a bus, and he would talk to me. And the insights on the website You'll get some feel for that. If you read those insights, you will see that they're different. It's not the same as my other writing. So he doesn't shout. You need to quieten your mind and your spirit to hear him. And as you gain experience, you will hear more clearly. Test, ask for confirmation, ask for signs, and progressively seek to hear him increasingly clearly. Conclusion, coming to hear Father really clearly is what you were created to do. Because of our messed up state, it takes time, effort, and determination to hear him really clearly all the time. But it is available to every one of us. Folks, it is a journey. And you'll find as you walk the road with him that you hear him progressively. He doesn't mind if you ask him to confirm that that really was him. He doesn't mind if you ask him for sincere signs that what you just heard him say was in fact what he was saying, that you have understood him correctly. The more you do that, the more you will get to hear him. So the next part of today's broadcast is the essence of my message regarding submission. Slightly different direction to the previous portion, but not entirely unrelated. Submission is a fundamental principle of Yah, the eternal creator of the heavens and the earth. And correctly applied, it is very powerful. This article looks at some examples and establishes some key principles. Number one, a case study of a believer whose parents insist on him celebrating Christmas with them. In this situation, the man concerned has a revelation of the evil of Christmas and abhors it. Over a number of years, he has argued with his parents and gotten nowhere. They insist on observing Christmas and they want him to join in. This year, they've demanded that he provide the Christmas dinner, and he's seriously conflicted. I referred him to Exodus 20:12 in the Bible. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, is giving you. I advised him to comply, but to caution his parents, and specifically his father, that observing Christmas is major sin. And if the parents force the son and his wife to observe Christmas against their will, this will bring judgment on the parents. Judgment could be ill health, an accident, or in extreme case, death through disease or accident. Folks, there is as we'll see as I continue with this teaching, there is a progressive hierarchy of responsibility. If your parents tell you to do something, the commandment is honor them. If you don't, you will die a premature death. This man has got some major infirmities, and I believe that they are as a result of him not honoring his parents at one stage before he started talking to me. Another case study, a believer whose unbelieving husband insists she observes Christmas. In this situation, a woman who has grown very close to Father Yah and has a revelation of the evil of Christmas is being pressured by her unbelieving husband of 20 years to observe Christmas. I referred to Ephesians 5:22 in the Bible. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto Yah, the eternally self-existing. And also 1 Peter 3:1-2. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. I advised her to comply, but to share with her husband the articles on the evil of Christmas on the Evil of Christmas page on the website. And I sent her the PDF versions of the various articles and then told her to caution her husband that if he insists on her and her children observing Christmas, this will bring judgment on them. Again, judgment could be ill health, accident, or in the extreme case, death through disease or accident. I also subsequently advised her to start orientating her family to observe tabernacles with the same fervor as they observe Christmas. So have a feast on the great day of tabernacles, exchange gifts on the great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember Yeshua's birth on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And just generally create something in their family that does away with the need to observe Christmas. But that's going to take time. And in the meantime, if her husband insists, she must submit. She may find herself a widow in the near future if her husband is adamant, but that's a separate discussion. Another case study, a woman who rejects lifetime covenant with a man who indicates that submission is a principal consideration. In this situation, a man who was close to father and who was deeply committed and deeply in love with a woman who was also close to father asked her to enter into a lifetime covenant marriage, which recognized Yah's commandment with regard to submission of the woman, as per the verses in the previous section. She refused and claimed that these particular verses were written at a time when men were dominant and women were chattels, and as a liberated modern woman, she refused to agree to these terms. The man divorced her and was within his rights to do this. This shows a very mistaken view of Yah and Yah's commandments, all of which are good. So the key point here, folks, and we'll address this further on. You can't all be in charge. There has to be some hierarchy of command and control in any part of your life, whether it's in the family, whether it's in the business, whether it's in the army, wherever. And so Father has ordained that the head of the family is the man, and that the woman or women who make up the family should submit to the man. On the other hand, the man is told to love the woman even if they beat him or treat him really badly. So there is a balance in that. But it's really important. Instead of saying that Yah's got it wrong, ask Yah to help you to get it right. Then point number four, submit to authorities. 1 Peter 2:13 to 17 states, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man, for Yah the eternally self-existing sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of Yah, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of Yah, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear Yah, honor the king. This relates to honoring all laws of the country in which you live, including, if required, taking the COVID vaccine, trusting that because you are complying with Yah's commandment, he will protect you from all evil. As with the previous examples, provided you submit, then the judgment that would have come upon you will come upon the ruler, and this in time will result in a change in ruler. Folks, this is so important. I get so grieved. I get any number of emails from people who are in rebellion against their rulers. And I'm talking about believers at some level. Don't do this and don't do that, and cursing the, it's not the way Father intended things to be. He allows people to rule, and he is in charge. He can't move against somebody who is in error if you're not in submission to that person, because it's against his regulations, it's against his rules. Then submit to masters and employers. 1 Peter 1:18 to 20 states, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards you endure grief and suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yah. As with the previous point, we're committed to submit to our employers. So if your employer tells you to lie, then ask Father to forgive you. Caution the employer that they are asking you to lie, and then do what you're commanded to do. As above, in time, judgment will come on the employer for your sake, or the employer may hear you until you're not to lie. Folks, it's a difficult balance. So if you have the choice of working for a master or an employer who is going to get you to lie and one who's not, then obviously you want to work for one who's not. And if you have the opportunity to move, by all means find a new job and move. And ask for Father's guidance. Ask him to help you to find an employer who will treat you well and who will not lie and steal and what have you. But for as long as you're working for the employer who has these weaknesses, you're told to submit to him. It's very, very difficult. You will be judged on your submission. You will not be judged on whether you were better than he was or she. Then Yeshua's example, 1 Peter 2:21 to 24 states, "For even hereunto were ye called, because the anointed one, Christ, Yeshua, also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." This is so important. Yeshua was fully within his legal rights in the court of heaven to call down judgment or to call for 12,000 messengers or angels to come and free him, Matthew 26:53. But he chose to submit to those in authority. Whatever you're being asked to submit in, it is surely not as terrible and onerous as the way Yeshua died. So important to sort of get this principle, folks. Wives are told to submit to their husbands even if their husband treats them badly, and husbands are told to love their wives even if their wives treat them badly. And easy to say, not that easy to do. But look at Yeshua. If you challenged on this point, if you're battling on this point, you need to look at Yeshua. And I encourage you to do that. Consider carefully and prayerfully what he went through when he was beaten, when his beard was plucked out, crown of thorns on his head, flogged with a cat of nine tails, sort of the equivalent. He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And then an example, a military example. I was a military commander, a lieutenant colonel. As such, I had about 500 men who were required to submit to me, just as I was required to submit to my divisional commander, who submitted to the army commander, who submitted to the prime minister and the government. The soldiers under me submitted to their section commanders, who submitted to their troop commanders, who submitted to their squadron commanders, who submitted to me as regimental commander. We all did this because submission to those in authority was instilled in us during basic training. The only way an army can fight effectively is if all soldiers of all ranks submit to those in authority over them. I got to become a regimental commander because I submitted well to those in authority over me. So I have a deep understanding of submission. Remember that submission in the military sense means that you submit to the orders of a man who can cause you to get into a situation where you are badly injured or killed or taken prisoner. I therefore have zero tolerance for believers who tell me that they cannot submit and in the process imply that Yah is unrighteous. Folks, this is so, so critical. We have a lot of believers who talk about being in a battle and against the forces of darkness. Well, part of being in the battle against the forces of darkness is that you submit, as we've just been discussing. If you're not submitting, if you're in rebellion, then you are in submission to the satanic and demonic realm. submit to the person who is over you. Ask Father to help you. If you don't like what they're telling you to do, go and find another job. Ask Father to help you, but do not rebel. And realize submission allows Yah to act on your behalf if you are treated badly. As noted in the case studies above, true submission allows Yah to act on your behalf. So if you submit regarding Christmas, which is grievous sin, and in your heart you repent and ask Father to forgive you and make a way out of it, you provide Father with the legal right to act on your behalf. The same with the woman whose husband treats her badly, the same with the employer or the government. Folks, Father is the ultimate judge. If you do things his way, he will make sure that you are taken care of. And what that looks like is if you're in a situation with family that are keeping Christmas and you submit to your parents on that score, he will do whatever he can to change that situation one way or another, provided you stay in submission. The same with the wife. Provided you stay in submission, Father will do something to change that situation if you meekly go to him and say, Father, you've told me to submit. I choose to submit. I don't want to observe Christmas, but my husband tells me to observe Christmas. And just ask Father to make a way, and you may be surprised in a year or 2 years what happens. There's a huge piece here about Father's ways and not our ways, and that we're in the world but not of the world. So things that seem obvious from a worldly point of view are not obvious from Father's point of view. Then failure to submit results in you acting in your own strength and getting out of Yah's will. If you fail to submit, you're then acting in your own strength and getting out of Yah's will, and you bring judgment on yourself. In actual fact, what that means is that you are getting into rebellion against Yah's commandments. You're getting into rebellion against the people that you're supposed to be in submission to. And then you are serving Satan. And then you are the problem, as much as the people you're rebelling against. Folks, I can't stress this enough. You have to believe that the leaders of your country are acting in the best interests of the people of the country. And if they're not, then do your best to get out of that country. But while you're in the country, obey the laws. In conclusion, I hope that this has given you a clearer understanding of submission, such that you're now able to submit where appropriate in your life. Folks, I do my best to apply these principles. I don't always get them right. And I have to say that submitting to an employer who's telling you to lie and tell outright lies is it's really, really uncomfortable. It's really, really unpleasant. And as I say, the answer to that is to find another job. And if you can't find another job, and if you're stuck there, then submit. Because Father's going to find it very difficult to you to find another job if you don't do what you're supposed to do in your present job. Who knows? You might become the next boss. So in closing, I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I can't stress enough. The only reason we exist is to be friends of the Creator. He created this earth, you and me, the animals, the plants, the solar system, the universe, for one reason only, to have friends, to have people he could share with, people he could talk to, people who would have a deep relationship with him. And there's almost nobody who does that. There's almost nobody who knows that. And so I encourage you to start seeking a deep relationship with him. And if you've already started, well then, well done. I encourage you to contact me and I will help you on your journey. And please, folks, this is so important. It doesn't matter your race, your tribe. It doesn't matter your height, your age, your gender, your level of education, your level of finances. None of that matters. Whoever you are, whatever you are, he wants you to be his friend. So some key web pages, compendium of important articles, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, available at www.endtimeissueministries.org, that's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down. Or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio, in quotes. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you are looking for. There's a huge amount of information there, folks. There's over 1,000 web pages, over 1,000 articles, huge amount of information. As of May 2019, it was about 9,000 A4 pages. If you don't get what you're looking for, email me. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you desire to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. As I said a few minutes ago, Father intended every one of us to be his friends. It's available to you starting today, wherever you are on that journey. Please give me drop me an email and I will happily counsel you, mentor you, coach you, help you to grow. What we need today, the world is in a terrible mess. What we need today is a series of revivals around the world. People who get close to Father, people who move in the power of His Spirit, people who go around healing people, speaking powerful messages of deliverance and healing. And you could be one of those people. Stop looking to somebody else to fix the world. You fix the world. You help me to fix the world. That's what I'm looking for. It's people who will help me to make a dramatic change in the earth. And as I say, irrespective of race, age, education, finances, any of those things, Doesn't matter what you've been told. You can become a friend of the Creator. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I